If you smoke cigarettes, it's bad for you. It leads to cancer. It leads to lung cancer. It leads to heart disease. It's an elective choice that you have made. I don't think if you have made that choice, you ought to be eligible for hire at the city of Tallahassee.
That's City Commissioner Scott Maddox talking with reporters shortly after his proposal to ban the city from hiring smokers. He says when employees light up, it raises health care costs, and he doesn't want taxpayers to, in his words, foot the bill for someone else's bad choices. But he says his proposal, if adopted, would only apply to new hires.
It's one thing to have long-term employees that are smoking and that are currently dealing with addiction. It's another thing to hire someone that you know is going to add to your health care costs.
Some say Maddox's reasoning is a little dicey. Tallahassee healthcare attorney John Buchanan says in order to justify not hiring a smoker, employers should have to show it affects their productivity.
Well, I think you'd have to look at job performance and have to have a causal relationship between the activity and the job and performance or the type of job that the potential employee is seeking.
But Christopher Lunny with the Rady Law Firm in Tallahassee says the matter has already been settled in Florida.
Since 1995, the Florida Supreme Court looked at this issue and decided that municipalities can preclude smokers from their payroll and being employed by the cities.
Fast forward 10 years and several Florida cities, including Hollywood and Atlantic Beach, have done just that. Employers in those municipalities can ask prospective workers to sign an affidavit swearing they haven't smoked in the past year. Meanwhile, 29 states have laws on the books forbidding employers to turn away prospective applicants who use tobacco. Tallahassee's commissioners will take up the issue with the city's budget office Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.